Walker's latest endorsement is in the crowded Republican primary for Arizona governor, where the Washington Post reported he's supporting State Treasurer Doug Ducey. Walker earlier waded into the GOP primary for Nebraska governor, throwing his support behind Republican Pete Ricketts over several others. Ricketts eked out a narrow victory in that primary Tuesday night. University of Iowa political scientist Kerry Covington says it tells you Walker wants to test the waters outside of Wisconsin and try to show some influence beyond the boundaries of his own state.
Usually this is the kind of thing where you are putting yourself out there for other candidates in exchange for their support down the road for something.
Pete Ricketts and his family have already supported Walker, donating $175,000 to Walker during the recall campaign. Ricketts' father also created a political action committee that spent $245,000 helping Walker in the recall. Covington says there is a potential downside to Walker getting involved in these primaries.
You run the risk that the candidates you support will do poorly. Their messages will poll badly. They'll do something controversial that will reflect badly on you. And you don't want to be perceived as a bad judge of character. You don't want to be perceived as having no influence.
In the case of the Nebraska primary, Walker was not the only national Republican to get involved. Two other potential presidential candidates, Janesville Congressman Paul Ryan and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, also endorsed Ricketts. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.